keeping guns away from people in crisis. That's the goal of Initiative 1491 on the November ballot. It would allow judges to grant an extreme risk protection order. If you got that order, you'd have your guns taken away for up to a year. But opponents say the measure unfairly stigmatizes people with mental illness. KUOW's Amy Radel has more.
Marilyn Balsarak is the citizen sponsor of Initiative 1491. Under the measure, law enforcement, families, and household members could seek to remove someone's guns if they're deemed to pose a risk to themselves or others.
With my youngest son, James, it did become apparent, especially the year before the tragedy, that he was on a downhill spiral.
James was in his early 20s. He had autism, and Balsarak's longtime partner, Matt Smith, says James seemed to be in deep despair, upset at not having the life he wanted.
It was never, I hate life and I want to take my own life. It's, I want to be a successful adult like my older brothers are, like you are. And I lost hope.
He made clear during an argument that he was thinking of suicide.
When I was on the phone with 911, he was screaming through the door, yes or no, can I commit suicide? Yes or no, I'll give you 10 seconds.
Balsarak and Smith worried about James getting a gun, but they feared that seeking to have him committed or getting a restraining order would sever ties with him completely. Then a man killed six people near UC Santa Barbara in 2014, and Balsarak says she saw parallels with James's problems.
I was afraid he would go to Bellevue College because he did struggle so much there socially.
So she asked him.
I said at that time, are you thinking about killing yourself? And he said, no, not today. And I asked him, are you thinking about hurting anybody else? And he looked at me and he said, why would you even ask me that question?
Balsarak says if extreme risk protection orders had been in place, she would have sought one to prevent James from obtaining a gun. If a judge grants the order, it can remain in effect for up to a year. But ultimately, James bought a gun at the Fred Meyer store in Kent. He shot his stepsister, Brianna Smith, and then himself at the family's home in Auburn. That day changed everything. They left their house and never returned, except to retrieve their cats. Smith has worked for the same aerospace supplier in Renton for decades. The company closed so the entire staff could attend James and Brianna's memorial services. Smith says his colleagues are compassionate people, but many are gun owners and advocates, and they disagree with the political campaign he's joined.
They have a strong belief that they will defend themselves and they will prevent any harm from ever happening to them because they have access to a firearm. As someone now that is a survivor, and I always say I'm not a survivor, I'm surviving gun tragedy. Every day, I pray that they never have this experience.
One of the most visible opponents to the initiative is David Combs, who does not own guns and has no office or staff. He does interviews from the lobby of his Redmond condo. He's worried that the language in this initiative stigmatizes people with mental illness.
I have bipolar disorder, which is interesting enough, by definition, a severe mental illness, which is in the initiative, one of the criteria that can be used by the judge for issuing the extreme risk protection court order, which was one of my concerns when I read the initiative.
Combs is an advocate and support group facilitator for people with mental illness. He's worried that just having certain conditions would be grounds for granting these orders.
The use of a illness as a criteria as opposed to behaviors is concerning.
People with mental illness can be at higher risk for suicide, but have not been found at higher risk of harming others. Combs says the initiative could have been better written, but he worries that voters may not care.
I think people have so much fear around firearms that they just want to have a solution.
Another issue for opponents is the fact that temporary protection orders can be granted without the person being notified or present. Lars Daleside is a spokesperson for the National Rifle Association.
The main problem the NRA has with 1491 is that it would strip law-abiding citizens of their constitutional rights without even entering a courtroom.
The NRA is not spending money to oppose the initiative, but Daleside says they are trying to get the word out to their members not to vote for it.
We've been giving them updates. We're telling them why they should oppose this initiative. And hopefully, with a good showing on Election Day, it will be defeated.
Local Second Amendment activist Alan Gottlieb told the Seattle Times his group is also not spending money to oppose 1491. Instead, he says they'll put money into state legislative races and challenging the measure in court if it passes. The campaign to pass Initiative 1491 has raised $3.7 million so far. It's sponsored by the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, which last year successfully passed an expansion of firearm background checks. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.
If you or someone you know is considering suicide, please call the National Suicide Hotline number. That's 1-800-273-8255.